Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God, who loves us, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, returning Redeemer. I joyfully greet you all on this Saturday morning, day four of our 40-day journey. I pray that as you're coming on this prayer line today, that you're still committed and going strong in your fast. Don't forget that on Wednesday, we will begin to increase progressively, adding a little bit more to the fast as you are able. This is a personal journey. So I'm encouraging you all to do as the Lord would lead you. I had a long discussion the other day with a sister in the sanctuary who asked me a question about pineapples. She wanted to know if pineapples were considered as a sweet, or is it something we can eat in the Daniel fast? And although we could have a very healthy debate and go back and forth, at the end of the day, I shared with her what I share with you as you make the same decisions. The whole idea of fast is for you to reset. The whole idea of reset is for you to begin praying and asking God to convict your heart about what is right for you. We learn the discipline of talking to the Lord and hearing from the Lord during this reset journey, so that in moments where we need wisdom and guidance, we know how to go to God directly from things as simple as whether we should eat a pineapple to things as critical as whether we should make a move or whether we're supposed to leave this city, or apply for this new job, or move into this relationship, or walk out of that relationship. The more you learn the discipline of going to God yourself, the easier it will be for you to discern God in moments when you need God's will. So do me a favor. As we continue to go through these next 36 days, let the Holy Spirit guide you. We have objectives and targets, but only you know what God is calling you to do, and please know that God is calling us to make a sacrifice. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said. When I was a child, I thought as a child. I spake as a child. I understood as a child. But when I matured, I put away childish things. Our maturing in Christ is not about what we take up. It's about what we learn to put down and the things we walk away from, the things we leave on the table, the vengeance that we could have gone for that we don't go for, the monies that were there, but they were unholy to gain, so we did not pursue them. That we learn to lay things down as a sign of our love and our growing in the Lord. Listen, today, as we get ready to come forth, please forgive me. I'm a little under the weather, fighting some nasal congestion, a little cold, but I know God is able. We want to remember in prayer those who are in medical facilities today, somebody who may be having treatments and procedures, hip replacements, knee replacements, surgeries. We want to pray for those who are under continuing care and fighting new diagnoses, continuing with dialysis and chemotherapy. We want to remember them. If you know someone who fits that category, mention their name even now that God may hear. Won't you bow with me as we come before the Lord? Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, it's Saturday morning, and we begin as always by thanking you. The mercies were brand new this morning, and trusting that grace will be sufficient as we go through this day. Lord, I pause and recognize that you have carried many of us through so many tragedies. There are so many unexpected events in life, through so many hurtful seasons. And Lord, with the faith of knowing that you were there for us, that you were present, that you gave us the strength to make it, we want to remember those who need that same assurance right now today, Lord, that same way, in that same way, and that the same way somebody prayed for us when we were in our valley. Today, we pray for someone going through that valley, that same way someone called to check on us after our procedure. Today, we want to show our love for those going through their own medical treatments. Gracious Lord, my Father God, please give me the ability to remember and call to mind those who need a word of prayer today, or a word of encouragement, that I would not only pray, but pick up the phone and make a call. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, as this day begins, we want to thank you again for this calling into this period of reset. For all of our partners who together are fasting, that we might see your face and hear your voice and discern your will in our lives. God, thank you for calling us out of that complacency where we were in that stagnant place, but now to grow deeper in you and closer with you. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray that our discerning would be acute and keen to hear your voice, that everyone on this line, everyone on this journey would know what it's like to hear you direct them, to hear you speak to them through your word and through our devotions and in our prayer life, that as they stand at crossroads, uncertain about what decisions to make, they can sense the Holy Spirit nudge and push them in the right direction as they're trying to make difficult decisions in life. Lord, that you would speak. Lord, that when we're getting ready to go in the wrong direction and do that which is displeasing in your sight, that your Holy Spirit would disturb and move within us. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that we may know what it's like to walk in the holiness and righteousness of your will. God, today I'm praying that you teach us to surrender our will to yours. I hear Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord, I don't want to go to the cross. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, we're learning to surrender to your will. We ask that you would make it clear to us and then give us the faith and the strength to say, whatever God wants is better than anything I have desired. Lord, this is our prayer. As you prune our hearts and as you tune our minds, God, we come before you today. I want to pray over this darkness of death that's descending around so many of us. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, please don't let us give in to loss of faith as we lose loved ones. Remind us, O Lord, that you have a place prepared for them who walk faithfully with you. And even if we miss them in this space, may our hearts rest assured to know that they are with you. And God, beyond that, I ask that you would seek, that you would speak. Lord, speak to the hearts of wives and children and parents who are going through this deep and difficult season of not understanding how and why things could have happened. Lord, none of us are immune from asking you why. If the truth be told, you know that even if we didn't say it, it was in our heart and in our mind that we wondered why. God, why did you let this happen? God, why didn't you stop this? God, why did you have to take them? God, why did it go down that way? Life is filled with these questions, Lord. And I would that you remind us that in your sovereignty and in your grace, there are things that happen that we will never understand. Remind us in your sovereignty, in your grace, that there's a very real presence of evil in this world that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And as that evil touches us and affects us, we lift our eyes to you as the only help we know to get through this season, to make sense, to hold on to our faith. God, today I want to pray for those families in grief that you would strengthen their faith. That just like Job suffered and reached out to you and said, even if you slay me, yet will I trust you, God. God, that's where we stand this morning, trusting you. Trusting you, oh God. Watch this, my brother and my sister, when you don't understand God. Faith is not trusting in God when you've got it all figured out. Faith is also trusting in God when the questions are unanswered, when there seems to be no rhyme or reason for why this happened, when you're angry with God. And God, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful that in your love for us, you can endure our anger with you. Gracious Lord and Father God, I want to say that again. And I am so grateful that you do not cut us off when we are angry. You do not dismiss us when we are frustrated and confused. You never stop loving us when we want to turn our back because we don't understand why you let this happen. But in that moment, oh God, remind us that you are still God and that our faith will hold us. And that you have never taken your hand off of us. Even when tragedy befalls, even when evil strikes, even when death comes, your hand is still on us. And Lord, I want to pray today for everyone that struggles with that season of why, that you would hold and carry them through, that they too may trust and believe and have faith in you, even when we don't understand and don't like what life has brought our way. God, carry us through our why. Hold us in our anger. Remind us that it is all right to pray an angry prayer with God. Beloved, there's nothing wrong with going to God and saying, God, I don't understand. There's nothing wrong with bowing before God and saying, God, I wish this hadn't happened. Why didn't you do this? It's only as you reach out to God that God can speak back to your heart and hold you. So, Lord, accept us in our anger and in our confusion and in our frustration and give us guidance. Help us to walk through. Teach us how to trust and love in you. Lord, I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for all my brothers and sisters who join us all across the globe in this reset journey. And Lord, I only ask today that you'll be faithful to your promise because you can't be anything other than that. Be faithful to your promise that when your people call by your name, humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you would hear our prayers, that you would forgive our sins, and that you would heal our land. You promise that you would show yourself strong, God. So that's what I'm asking on today, that you show yourself strong for all of those who are calling on you and seeking you. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, let us see your hand at work today. Guide us, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, O Lord, but thou art mighty. Hold me with that powerful hand. That's the word of the hymnist. And that's where we close our prayer this morning. Guide us, O thou great Jehovah. This is the prayer of those who are seeking your face on this day four of our 40-day journey, asking you, God, to give us strength. In the name of Jesus, who is our Christ, we do pray. And all the redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. Beloveds, thank you all for joining us on day four. My prayer is that you stay committed to your fast, that in moments of temptation that you would call on God and ask God to strengthen you, that you would seek God's wisdom and guidance over your life. Do me a favor, whisper a prayer for your pastor, if you will, that God would help me get through this little nasal congestion, this little cough. I have so much coming up over the next few weeks, and I just want to be at my physical best to be able to minister on behalf of the Lord Jesus the Christ. I love you all with the love of the Lord. You can't do anything about it. Pray that you love me back. We'll be back here tomorrow by the grace of God, 7 a.m. Don't forget, the prayer line is recorded for those who want to call back in or direct others to share in this morning's prayer. Love you all with the love of the Lord. Have a blessed and beautiful day on this day four.